Amen. Praise the Lord. If you have your Bible, turn this morning to Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah chapter 55. Amen. We'll begin reading, if you want to, this morning, verse 6. Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 6. The Bible says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord." We see Isaiah here as he's being instructed of the Lord, and he's speaking in a straightforward fashion. And he says to seek the Lord while he may be found. When is the time to seek the Lord? The time to seek the Lord is right now while he may be found. There's a time coming, praise God, when God's going to say enough. But praise God, I'm glad that we have this hour right now, because Brother Don, today is the hour of salvation. This is the day of salvation. This is the day when God's people are seeking and coming to him. Amen. And boy, what a blessing it is. And he said, if we'll seek him, we can find him. And if we'll call upon him while he is near, amen. I want to say, praise God, God's never no nearer when he's walking through the pews. But I say he's even closer when he's walking through your heart, when he's speaking to you and showing you where you need to be, showing you where you've been, and showing you where you can be, praise God, through a thrice holy God, one that has all power in heaven and earth to come into you and me, amen. Not just come to us, but to come into us, praise God, and to sup with us and us with him, praise God. I don't know about you, I want to sit down at his table, praise God, and rejoice in a banquet that God has for me. Amen. God's got a lot of gifts for us, praise God. If we'll just call upon him, amen, while he is near. Amen. But praise God, I'm afraid there's a lot of folks today that don't call on the Lord. There's a lot of folks today that's not seeking his face. You can't seek him, you can't find him, amen. But praise God, when you get knowledge in your heart that there's a thrice holy God, he's a Lord and Savior who came, he lived, he bled, he died for your sins and mine, praise God. And then we begin to realize how important he is in the day and hour we live. Amen. It's important to know the Lord, but there's a lot of folks that don't know him, won't know him, amen. It's such a sad state of affairs. I want to say this, and Brother Charles, the title of the message this morning is those that's determined to go to hell. A lot of folks today are determined to go to hell. Amen. He said, but the Lord says that he never intended that to be that way. He intended for folks like you and us, praise God, to get on that straight and narrow path. Amen. You say, how do I get on it? He'll point you to it, praise God, and he'll help you to walk it. He'll make it prosperous. He'll make it full of joy. He'll make it full of love. Hey, he'll fill it full of hope. Amen. He'll lift you up out of doom and gloom. He'll transpose you into something, praise God, that you never dreamt you could be. Amen. Praise God. But he says we have to seek him that we might find him, praise God. I want to say there's a whole lot of the world, praise God, they don't want to find the Lord because they know, praise God, when they find him, they'll have to mend their ways. Amen. There's a whole lot of folks that won't give in to the Lord. They push him out. They push him away. They resist the Spirit of God. Amen. I want to say here in the Bible Belt, praise God, we know better. Amen. We know that there's a God. We know that he's real. We know that he has expectations for you and I that's greater than our own expectations. Amen. My expectation for me is not as high as God's expectation to me. God wants to take me to a place I've never been before. Amen. I don't even realize, but praise God, he's moving me along and helping me along the way. Amen. But he said to forsake his ways. Amen. Talking about the wicked, he said, let the wicked, those that's against God, those that's contrary to God, those that's going in the wrong direction. Amen. He said, out there, there's a broad way. And he said, many there is that goes in thereat. Amen. That broad way is a way of destruction. But he said, praise God, there's a narrow way out there, and Jesus has set for us, praise God. It's that path that he trod, and if we'll follow Jesus, Amen. We'll march into a place of righteousness, a place of goodness, a place of mercy and love that we never even anticipated this side of eternity. But he said that the wicked has to forsake his ways. Amen. We got to get rid of our ways is not God's ways. He tells us that here in verse 8. He said our thoughts are not his. Our thinking's not right. Amen. I'm glad these little children, praise God, their thinking's better than ours. Amen. We tell them, praise God, said this is what God says, and they believe it. Amen. We can stand up. God speaks to your heart all the time. He tells you what thus says the Word of God. And you say, well, you know, but God. Amen. I'm glad these little children, they ain't got no but gods. Amen. They believe it. Praise the Lord. I thank God for that. But he said, if we'll forsake our way. Who's he talking to? He's talking to sinners. He said, sinners have to forsake their way. But realize, praise God, Brother Robert, there's a God's way. Amen. I'm glad I'm in the God's way. Ain't you? Praise God, I'm glad I'm going with my Savior today. Bless His holy name. He said that they forsake His way, the sinner's way. He said it's a way of unrighteousness. A way of unrighteousness, a way that's not right with God. Hello? I want to ask you a question this morning. How many of you believe there's a way that's right with God? Amen. Amen. Raise your hand. There's a way that's right with God. Amen. Well, how many believe today, praise God, that there's way that's not right with God? Amen. Praise God. So what we're saying today is there's a right way and there's a wrong way. Amen. That the right way is God's way and the wrong way is our way. Amen. Praise God. Now, I'm just putting it where the rubber meets the road. I want to get this morning where little bitty children can understand it. Amen. I beg God all week. He put this on my heart. I prayed God. I said, God, help me. Just put it where the little children can get a hold of it. Put it on the bottom shelf. Amen. Let them pray God. There's a right way and there's a wrong way. There's God's way and it's our way. But my ways is not His ways. Amen. He's greater than I am. He said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Who said it? The Lord. The Lord said it. Now, when you puff up, praise God, don't get mad at the mailman, praise God. I didn't say it, God did. Amen. God says, you know what? There's a right way and wrong way to do things. We need to decide whose side we're on. Amen. In other words, it's time to choose sides. Amen. Praise God. But he said, if we live in an unrighteousness and we don't turn to God to get us out of that unrighteousness, he said, then we're just determined within ourselves to just go to hell. Amen. Praise God. This is a shouting message. Praise the Lord. Somebody help me this morning. He's a God of heaven who loves us. He wants to encourage us. He wants to bring us up so He can bring us out. Amen. Bless His holy name. So what are you saying? I'm saying that our sinner's prayer ought to be a prayer of repentance. We ought to come. I want to say, when you got saved, amen. Those that saved, those that profess salvation, when you got saved, what did you do? You say, well, preacher, I come to the altar and I said a prayer. That won't cut it. That's not enough. Pray, but we said we need to come and confess our sin, Lord. Say, in order to be saved, we've got to realize we're a sinner. Jesus came to seek and to save that was lost. Amen. Till we realize we're lost sinners, we can't be saved. I think in the churches today, we've got a form and a fashion. Amen. We've got a form and a fashion, praise God, and we're playing church. Amen. But I won't say there's a body of believers, praise God, that's real. Amen. It's real, it's true, praise God, and there's fellowship in it. Fellowship not with just one another, which is great, but fellowship with God. Amen. So what'd you do when you got saved? He said, preacher, I come, I said a prayer. I said, you know, I tell you what we got to do when we get saved, praise God. We got to come to realize that we're just sinners in need of a Savior. And we come, we follow ourselves, and we say, Lord, forgive me. Oh, that's so hard. Oh, preacher, I hate to even think about it. I'm a sinner. It's so hard to realize that I do things that's contrary to God. Hello? Oh, me. But when I come and got saved on that Wednesday night, 1976, I come with a broken, contrite spirit. I said, oh, God, forgive me of my sinfulness. Amen. As a 14-year-old boy, I knew I was a sinner. Exceeding. I had things in my life, I had things come up, praise God, that grabbed a hold of me and pulled me in the road, and I allowed it. Hello? Amen. Glory to God. I'm glad there's a God that's bigger than all that. I'm glad there's a Savior that overcome all those obstacles, Brother Bud, and delivered me. Amen. You saved us. Well, you're truly born again. He's the same one to deliver you. Amen. He bring you up and bring you out for His glory. Amen. But in fact, those that will not forsake their ways and turn into righteousness from unrighteousness and be turned to the Lord or turn to the Lord, praise God, they can't be saved. Amen. It's just a fact. They can't be saved. They're choosing to stay in their sin. Amen. So what they're choosing between sin and salvation. You say, well, preacher, sin's more appealing. It is to the flesh. Hello? Come on now, I'm preaching to the choir. You ought to be able to say, amen, preacher. Amen. I said, sin's more appealing to the flesh. Amen. Amen. Boy, I tell you, there's something about being saved, salvation, and salvation of the soul, praise God. It's the most spectacular thing that you could ever have. Amen. It frees you, praise God. It sets you free. It takes away the burdens of this old world, praise God, and puts them on the shoulders of our Savior, praise God, and gives us liberty in Christ Jesus this morning. I don't know why we won't stay bogged down, praise God, when God's offered us liberty this morning. You say, preacher, why are you preaching this? Because God laid it on my heart. And we're fixing to have revival Friday night, Saturday night, and next Sunday morning, Sunday night. Amen. I'm looking forward to it, praise God. I'm fired up. I'm talking to Brother McKay. He's fired up too. He's ready to preach. Amen. Amen. And glory to God, I'm glad he don't know nothing about you and I. But praise God, God's loading his, praise God, I believe he's loading a pump shotgun for us. Amen. Not just a single shot, not a double barrel, praise God, but ever with 4 or 5 rounds in it, praise God, may even be unplugged. Amen. Glory be God. You say, preacher, sometimes that stuff gets hard. Praise God for the hard preaching. I like preaching. Praise. I want somebody to tell me the truth. I don't want somebody come in here and tickle my ear with a bunch of fluff. I want to say fluffiness is for clouds. Amen. Amen. I want the truth of God's Word that He might speak to my heart. Amen. I want it to be real this morning. I don't want it to be fabricated or made up. Praise God. I want the anointed truth. Praise God. It'll fill my heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. So what do we got to do, preacher? We got to choose sin or salvation. In other words, what we got to do is give up sin or give up salvation. Oh my. Boy, it's quiet. These church mice making more noise than that. Amen. Praise the Lord. We make a choice. We choose sin or we choose salvation. You can't play both sides of the track. God ain't in that. Amen. Praise God. He lines this thing out, praise God, just right. And He knows what He's doing. Jesus said it best in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. Now this is concerning our Savior. He said, thou shalt call His name Jesus. Remember when the angel's talking to Mary? He said, thou shalt call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people. What? From their sin. Amen. Jesus said, hey, listen, I want to tell you something that's personal. So He said, thou shalt call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sin. He said, it's a personal thing. And said, He come not to save us in our sin, but Brother Victor, save us from our sin. Amen. Sin is an awful, awful thing. You look around us today, you see in the world, half of the world is just full of the devil. They misinterpret you and I. They don't understand, praise God, that we love the Lord Jesus Christ and we're trying to do right, praise God, in this present hour. Amen. A lot of people look down on you and they say, well, look at them goody two shoes. I want to say, praise God, it's never wrong to do right. And as Brother Bill said, it's time to do right now. Amen. Our whole world's a watching us. These little old young'uns is watching us. My little old granddaughter, she's watching her papa, her mama, her grandma, praise God. She's watching us and she sees. Amen. Other day, boy, I about had a spell. We went out toward the ridge, out to the garden. Amen. We was coming back to her. Papa had both of his hands full. I couldn't hold her little hand. But you know what she did? She was walking side by side. Amen. Taking two or three steps to my one. But she walked right beside me. And you know what she had, Brother Victor? She had a hold of Papa's britches leg. Amen. And she was walking right along with me. That's what they're doing today. Praise God. Our children are watching us. They're seeing us. Praise God. They're seeing the God we serve. Amen. No, without hypocrisy. Amen. Walking, praise God. And they're walking, they're holding on to us. Amen. That's the way we ought to be doing to Jesus. We'd be walking, holding on to our Savior, praise God. Because He is Lord. But He said He came to save His people from their sin. Amen. God, He came, not in their sin, but from their sin. To take us out of that sin. Amen. You say, preacher, do you know that for a surety? Yeah, look at Psalms chapter 40. Amen. Psalm chapter 40, David said it best in this. He said, I waited patiently for the Lord. David said, I was waiting upon the Lord. You know what happened when we wait upon the Lord? The Lord will show up and He'll take us places we never expected. He'll take us in a way, praise God, that'll bless His holy name. He said, He inclined unto me and heard my cry. Glory be to God. There's a God of heaven. Amen. You say, preacher, it's hard to do right. Ask God to help you and He'll help you to do right. Amen. We can't do it by ourselves. We don't have the power. We don't have the initiative. But praise God, I'm glad He can. He said, He brought me up also out. I love that. Amen. He brought me up. He said, He brought me out of the of an horrible pit and out of the miry clay. Set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. See, I think a whole lot of time we're going in the wrong direction. We don't even realize it. Amen. We don't realize that these people are watching us. Had a fellow the other night talking about people that he worked with. And he said something that was maybe a little bit out of the way. And one of the fellows come to him a little later on and said, hey, what's up with that? Amen. You say, why? Because they're watching us. They're seeing what we do and seeing if we do what we say we are. I told you before, we're not actors. We're supposed to be the real thing. Amen. And these folks are watching our lives every day. Amen. He said that he waited patiently on the Lord, and the Lord inclined into him, heard his cry, and brought him up, and He brought him out. I want to say, praise God, Lord, don't just bring you out, leave you hanging over your sin. Amen. They pray that He'll bring you up and He'll take you out. Amen. He said, of a horrible pit and out of a miry clay, that's got to hold it. That's trying to suck you out. That's holding you back. I'm afraid there's a whole lot of things in this world, glory be to God, that's holding us back. Amen. I will say there's something this morning that's holding you back. Keeping you from being all that God would have you to be. Amen. Some little something in your life that's not pleasing to God and you know it. It's time that we said, Lord, praise God, get me out of this miry clay. And He said He brought it up out of the miry clay and set His feet upon a rock. Amen. Praise God. And established my goings. And He said, He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praises unto our God. He said, many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. He said, there's something different that's in me. And said, people's are watching me. They're seeing it. And they're starting to trust the Lord. I said, praise God, I want what He's got. Amen. You get so excited. Hey, listen, we're living in a dark and dismal world. But praise God, that ain't us. That ain't us. That ain't a child of God this morning. We're supposed to be rejoicing in the victory we have in Christ Jesus. And if we rejoice, praise God, every time we can. I told Phil's prayer room this morning, I said, let's just forget about everything that's outside. Let's just worship the Lord in spirit and truth. Amen. Guess what? He come through here this morning. I believe He's still here. I believe He's still touching hearts. I believe He's still wanting to do something with us this morning. Help us to be all that we can be in these last days we live. Remember, these people watching us. They're seeing who we are. They're seeing what we're doing, praise God. Bless His holy name. But when we come to the Lord and realize that He'll bring us up out and He'll establish our going, He'll put us on the right path. Listen, old sinner, he can't save a sinner until we realize we're lost. There's a fellow that's really sick. I mean, sick nine to death. So he goes to the doctor, and the doctor examines him, checks him out thoroughly. He said, sir, I hate to tell you, but you got a sickness unto death. You're going to die and not live. Amen. But he said, you know what? He said, I've got the cure. I can make you better of this disease. I can cure you. I can make you whole. And the old fellow says, oh Lord, give it to me. Please give it to me. The old fellow got it. Amen, doctor, give it to him. He got it. He took it home. Boy, held it close to him. He got to the house and he opened up the medicine cabinet and he put it in there and he shut the door. Brother Bill, you know what happened to him about 6 weeks later? He died. Amen. 6 weeks later, they was doing his funeral. Why? Because he took the cure and he put it on the shelf. Amen. Hey, Brad, it's there. It's to be had, praise God. But they said, you know what? I'm just going to put it on the shelf for right now. And when I feel better about it, I'm going to get it out. And I'm going to take it. Amen. I'm going to say, praise God, the precious Word of God. We'll never feel better about it till we take it and realize it's for me. Amen. It's what changed my life forever. I'm not all I'm going to be, but praise God, I'm better than I used to be. Amen. With the help of the Lord. I'm going in a different direction. God has come and I've repented of my sinfulness. Ask God to forgive me my sins. Come into my heart. Wash me and keep me clean, praise God. I can't do that. But God can. He can keep me out. He's put an alarm beacon in my soul, praise God. When that word's preached, that's why I said I like it. Amen. A man of God may preach it straighter than I can live it, but they'll never preach it straighter than I like it, praise God. I want my family, I want you to tell me the truth. Amen. Amen. If I'm out here running around and I've got big old blotch of mud on my face, Brother Don, where a tractor throwed it on my face, I want brother or sister to tell me I've got mud on my face. Amen. You know what happens? I can go wash it off. I can clean up. Amen. I can look better than I did. Praise the Lord. Amen. But we're living in the day and the hour. People won't do that. That's it, brother or sister, somebody, praise God, and they got mud on them. And a brother or sister go to another and say, did you see them? You'd think they'd washed their face. Huh? Well, it'd be nice if they'd clean up a little bit. Amen. But in love, praise God, you tell them truth. You say, hey, you got mud on your face. You ought to go clean that off. Amen. You know what they'll do? I like this part. Amen. Thank you, Lord. They'll say, where's it at? You ever done that? Mia says, every time we go out to eat, she always puts 3 or 4 napkins over at Papa's plate. She said, Papa, you're messy. Amen. Thank God for honesty. Honesty of a little kid. But you know what does? If my wife, I've got something on my face, she'll point, she'll say, on her, she'll say, right here. Right there. You need to get to, you need to wipe your face. I said, what? I can't hear good. Wipe your face. Amen. He said, you got it on your face. Amen. You know what that is? Praise God, that's just love. She don't want me to go around defiled. She don't want me to go around with stuff on my face. Amen. She wants me to clean up. Praise God. I want to see everybody cleaned up. As the fellow told me today, he was a fellow come to him, had come to him several times. And he said, I need to be saved. And said, the old fellow said, great. It's good that you want to be saved. I said, let me ask you a question. He said, what? He said, I don't believe you want to be saved. He said, yes. He said, I want to be saved. He said, well, let me ask you a question. He said, are you willing to give up your drinking? Oh my. He said, no, I'm not ready. I said, I love to drink. He said, well, then you don't want to be saved. Amen. I knew it's wrong to drink before I was ever saved, praise God. Anything out of your mind, praise God, it'll take you away from God. Amen. Amen. He said, well, preacher, I just take a little social drink. It means you're a social alcoholic. Amen. Praise the Lord, you're social drunk. Amen. Oh, me. It's just facts. The Lord said, woe to a man put strong drink to his neighbor's lips. He said, preacher, I don't ever give it to them. Amen. But they see you partaking of it. It's the same thing. You say, well, preacher, I don't believe that. Well, then you don't believe God. A whole lot of people's unbelievers today. Amen. But praise God, I'm not going to be one of them. I believe the Lord. Amen. But God said there's a whole lot of things in this world that He said, when we're saved, He said, to be saved, we've got to give up sin. Hello? See, nobody preaches this no more. Amen. I said, well, you know, that's just a little sin. Amen. It'll be okay if you want to do a little bit of sin. God will... What? That's plumb out of the book. God said there was a time that God winked at ignorance. But Paul said in Acts 17 that time is gone, man. It's gone. It's out of here. He said, we're not to be ignorant no more. Paul said many, many times in his writing, he said, I'd not have you to be ignorant, brethren. Amen. He said, so I'm going to tell you what God says. That way you can make an informed decision. God paints you a picture of where you are and help you get where you need to be. Amen. He'll bring you out of that. Old fella, listen, some old fella, praise God, that's a cheating on his wife, committing adultery, praise God. When God convict his heart of that, he'll quit committing adultery. Amen. He'll get right in his heart with God, amen. And he'll stay home with his wife. Same way with a wife. A wife that's committing adultery, praise God, slipping around on her husband. Amen. She gets right with God, and if she repents of that mess, she'll quit going to that place to meet him. Hello? Amen, preacher. Amen. 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 Glory to God, he'll get better at home. Amen. Glory to God, we're shouting now, ain't we? Amen. Glory to God. Amen. A man that get right with God, he'll quit lying. Hello? He said, well, preacher, sometimes you just got to tell a little white lie. Where's that in the book? He said, all liars will find their place in hell. Amen. I believe when you get saved, praise God, you'll start telling the truth. Amen. You know what the truth is? Jesus Christ and Him crucified, risen and living again. Praise God. It's that truth that speaks in our hearts, saves us from a multitude of sins. I believe with all my heart. And I believe when a man gets saved, gets right with God, he'll quit his profanity. Amen. If you can still go around and throw out them big old words, praise God, that you used to use, amen, you better check up. Man, I the Holy Ghost of God put an alarm beacon in my heart. These things He won't let me say. Amen. Just like these things He won't let me do. These places He won't let me go. Amen. What are you talking about? I'm talking about being truly born again, saved by the marvelous grace of God. He won't let me do it no more. Now, I told you about my bad temper. Amen. And the Lord brought my heart. He convicted my in the very depths of my soul, praise God. And I said, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Help me. I begged God. I stayed there. The Lord said, all right, here's what I did. And He put an alarm in me, praise God. When I start getting upset, boop, it goes off. Amen. And I changed my thinking. I recognized the God of heaven as my Lord and Savior. I said, Lord, help me not to do anything that break dishonor to Your name. Hello. Amen. Praise God. Get down to where we live. Amen. Realizing God says there's some things that we ought to get away from. He said we ought to flee from. Amen. He said to flee fornication. Amen. He said people's not supposed to be running around sleeping with people they're not married to. Hello. Amen. He said we ought to quit that. Praise God. To flee from it. In other words, He said to run from it. Just as hard as we can go. Bible says that man and woman should be married. He instituted marriage into God. One of the first acts He did after He created us is put us together as men and women, husbands and wives. Amen. He said anything else, praise God, is unsatisfactory. But you know, people's got all kinds of excuses. I was talking to a fellow the other day, older gentleman. Amen. He's talking about all the trouble that him and his girlfriend or whatever was having. Said, oh, I don't understand it. I said, well, the problem is you're shacked up. Yeah. Amen. God can't bless you in a shacked up environment. He said to flee fornication, to get rid of that. He said, oh, preacher. He said, but you don't understand. If we get married, we'll lose all our government benefits. I said, help my time. I said, what are you talking about? Government benefits. You'd rather have government benefits than the blessings of God Almighty. Amen. I said, son, you're not thinking. I said, just let the Lord come in. Let him take you out of that and put you in a better place where He can bless you. And not just count on those haphazard changes that might come your way. Amen. Praise God. He said, we got to change our thinking. He said, our thinking's not His thinking. Amen. Our thinking's out of line, praise God. He said, we need to be redirecting our thought. Amen. Realizing, praise God, that salvation is more than just saying a few words. Salvation is repentance of sin. Amen. Let me show you something. Look at Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3. Amen. Praise God. Verse 1. You remember an old preacher? His name was John Baptist. John the Baptist. We wonder why we struggle so much in this world. And it's because we're living outside the will of God. God can't bless you outside there. Oh, there'll be blessings come along, haphazard blessings. But praise God, God cannot truly bless you and help you and grow you and nurture you and take you in the way He wants you to go if we're living outside of His Word. But He said, there's a fellow named John. John the Baptist, rough feller. He said, in those days came John, verse 1, came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make His path straight. Amen. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leather girdle about his loins, and his meat was locust and wild honey. He said, went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan and were baptized of him. Now watch this, in Jordan, confessing their sins. Now ask you a question more. How'd you get in? How'd you get in? You come confessing your sins and He brings you out of your sins, praise God, and puts you on a different path. I'm afraid some of us are still reaching out with a leg trying to stay on that old path. Amen. God's got bigger things. God wants to bless you more than partial. Praise God. He said, but when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he's talking about the hypocrites. Amen. Talking about the hypocrite. He said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? He said, they come because they were scared what would happen if they didn't. Amen. He said, bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. He said, and think not to say within yourself, we have Abraham our father. For I say unto you that God is able to of these stones raise up children unto Abraham. He said, you can't get in on mama's skirt tail. He said, you can't get in on papa's skirt tail. Amen. He said, you can't get in, praise God, of your own, but praise God, you can come in through the Lord Jesus Christ. Come bringing fruits meant for repentance. He said, and now also the axe is laid to the roots of the tree. Therefore, every tree which beareth not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Amen. I'm going to say there's a whole lot of people today that's determined to die and go to hell. A lot of people's determined not to make it to heaven. Amen. Because we refuse to heed the Word of God, to recognize the Word of God. He said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Now watch this. I indeed baptize you with water under the pence, but he baptizes you with fire. Verse 12 says, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor. What's that? That's the earth in which we live, amen. The places where we live. Our homes, our residences. And gather his wheat into the garner, that good fruit. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire, fire that never ends. Amen. John says, listen, it's repentance, praise God, unto the Lord. Say, Lord, forgive me, a sinner. I'm a sinner. Well, what, God, we don't realize that we're all sinners. We're all apt to sin. But he said he's going to burn up sin. He said, with a fire, unquenchable fire. But what he's telling us, he says, there's either a fire in you, and I said this before, or there is a fire on you. Amen. I'd rather have the fire in me, hadn't you? Praise God. That fire, praise God, that speaks to our hearts and gives us what we need in these days in which we live. Amen. To bring us out. He said, listen, he said, let the wicked forsake his way. And the unrighteous man, man, it's not right. He said, it's time to get right. Amen. What about a God that's big enough, Brother Rick, to give us an opportunity to set things right? Today, in the hour that we live, God said, I'm giving you an opportunity to make it all right. To fix it, praise God, once and for all, for God's glory. You say, well, preacher, you mean, now think about this. He said, now wait a minute, preacher. You mean if I get right with God and go to right direction, that God's going to be pleased with me? Oh, yes. Amen. It'll bring glory to His name. See, that's what happens when we listen to God. When we hear the Word. We hear it, but we got to listen to it. Amen. We hear stuff all the time. Amen. We hear it all the time, but we never, sometimes, Brother Bill, we just don't really listen. When you listen, it's because you want to receive something. Amen. If you're trying to put something together, you can't figure it out. You go on Google and you Google and you say, hey, help me, how do I put this together? You're going to listen intently because you want to be able to put it together. Well, what better thing to put together than our lives, praise God, our homes, our families, our churches, our nation, praise God. And the only way we can do that is to listen to God. We say, Lord, well, preacher, I believe God. Amen. Will we believe it? Will we receive it? Praise God. It's two different things. The devils, they know who Jesus is. They know and they tremble. But they're not getting saved. Amen. But praise God for those of us that will fall on our face and say, Lord, forgive me a sinner. He said, his thoughts. He said, let him return unto the Lord and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will, watch this, abundantly pardon. When we come and we fall and we confess our sins, say, Lord, you know what? I'm an old sinner. And God, it's been brought to my attention. I'm a sinner. And Lord, I'd like you to save me. By your marvelous grace. Truly save me that I may be born again, a new person, a new creation in Christ. Amen. Let me say this in closing. The Lord is looking for a family. Amen. He's looking for a family. And He's looking for a family whose name starts with S. It's not Smith, even though that's a big family, that's a big name. Brother, it's not salvation, even though that's a marvelous thing. God's looking for a great big family that He's calling unto Himself. And you know what He's looking for? Now listen to me. It's a family of sinners. Amen. God's looking for a family of sinners. Amen. Glory. And He brings to our minds and our hearts our sinfulness, and we say, oh God, forgive me, I'm a sinner. Praise God. If we can't come to that place, God's wanting a family of sinners, those old sinners like you and I, to come unto Him. To weep away and say, Lord, forgive me a sinner. Amen. Praise God. He'll take you, pluck you up, pull you into His bosom, clean you up. Praise God. Write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. But there's a whole lot of people today that's determined to go to hell. They don't want the Lord Jesus Christ to rule and dictate in their lives. So they keep pressing on their own. But praise God, God's still awaiting. And He's still looking down and He's seeing old sinners. He said, there's one. There's one. Oh, look at that house over there. I could help them. Look at that. Oh, man, what a situation. Oh, Holy Spirit, please touch their hearts. Oh, sweet Spirit, just touch their hearts. Move them to the innermost bit part of their soul. Touch them to the dividing asunder soul and the spirit. Help them to realize that I'm the Lord. I'm here to help them. Lord, please help them see they're no sinner. Amen. He came to seek and save the lost. Amen. But there's a whole lot of people in this world are taking this old book, they're shutting her up, and they're throwing it on shelves. Well, I believe it, but you know. You know how things are. You know how the world is. But God says, listen, there's one, there's one, there's one. There's sinners all around. And He said, I want them to come to me. They're weary and heavy laden. He said, I want to give you rest. Amen. Take that burden off of you. What burden's on you this morning? What kind of load have you been under? The Lord done brought it, your heart brought your mind, praise God, this morning. He said, come and lay it down. Come and lay it down. He said, take my yoke upon you. Amen. Believe on me, and I'll make it light, praise God. I'll take, glory to God, He said, I'll bear the load. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I can't. But He says, I can. He said, I can, so I can take all the load. I can take it off of you. Amen. Praise God. He said, I'll take it upon myself. He said, so that you can go free. He said, if we'll turn to the Lord. I don't know. He knows my thoughts. But I don't know what His thinking is. But I know what He has in store for me, for us, for those that believe. Amen. Those that's not determined to go to hell. Lost without God. Amen. As we said before, it's never right, never wrong to do right. It's time to do right now. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He's near. I want to say this morning, child of God, you're no closer. You'll never be no closer than what you are right now to the Lord. I believe that's all my heart. And I believe if you'll slip out of your seat and come fall on your face, the Lord, forgive me a sinner. Amen. Forgive me a sinner. You say, well, preacher, I'm not a sinner. Then you make God a liar. Because the Bible says that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen.